Do you remember when he used to be nice? When he used to take feelings into consideration? When I used to act like I cared? I remember those days. It's kind of like thinking back on a movie, though, those memories. Something I kind of lived through while watching through someone else's eyes. Because I don't really feel that way anymore. I don't really feel like being nice right now. I guess I should have mentioned that before you were restrained. But somehow I think that would have taken some of the fun out. I could have warned you of what I'm going to do to you before you let me put on the cuffs. Let me secure them. Let me place you so that every sensitive part of your body is vulnerable to me. But then you might have run away. And I don't feel like chasing after you right now. So I hope you don't hold it against me. Me luring you here under slightly false pretenses, securing you down with the promise of fun and pleasant light play. Because all of that was a lie. There we go. There's the hints of nervousness in your eyes I was going for. The little twinkling of here starting and beginning. I want to see that grow. I wonder how fucked up that makes me. If that's what I really enjoy. All the rest of the time I have to pretend. I have to be nice and try to make people happy. But right now, with you locked up in front of me, I don't have to pretend anymore, baby. I can be what I really, really want to be. A sadistic bitch. Shh, it's okay. It's going to hurt. But I'll give you a couple of promises. I'm not going to mutilate you. And when it's all over, and you're crying in my arms, I'll go back to being nice. Now, you're shaking your head, but lucky for me, I already have you gagged. So I don't have to deal with any of your whining. Because right now I'm kind of frustrated, and I don't want to deal with any of your whining. You're just going to lay there in your nice propped up position, all of your body parts exposed, and you're gonna take whatever the fuck I want to give to you. Now, I do have one little vestige of niceness left in me. And for that, we'll start off with something with lube. But that's all you get. One little squirt of lube. And then I'm going to fuck your ass. No preparatory butt plug. No nice softening as I put in one finger, then two fingers, then three. No, I'm just going to fuck you. I'm going to grab the strap holding your waist down, and I'm going to shove my hips into you. And this strap on right here, In one stroke, I'm going to bury it deep inside of you. I want to hear you screaming behind that gag. I want little muffled noises of pain and horror squealing out of you like a stuck pig. And I'm going to close my eyes. And I'm going to picture all of my frustrations, all of the built-up anger and hatred inside of me. And I'm going to fuck you with it. I'm going to fuck you with every ounce of hate I have. I'm going to pound that little ass of yours. And right now, there's nothing you can do about it, is there, baby? I love how your skin shivers slightly as my fingers go over top of it. As I walk around you and see you shaking and shuddering. As I walk in front of you and start stroking this fake cock strapped to my hips. Except in a moment, when I shove it inside of you, it's not gonna feel fake anymore. It's gonna feel heavy and long and large. And you're going to feel very, very full. Well, I'll tell you one other thing up front. I'm not gonna let you come tonight. After all of the heavy, heavy play we're gonna do, before I unstrap you, I'm gonna put a cock cage on that little penis of yours. I'm gonna lock you up nice and tight. I'll be putting the keys in a time lock safe. So even if I do change my mind once the anger's been drained out of me by beating it into you, I can't. Because while I know you're gonna hate it while I do it to you, you're gonna scream and have tears streaking down your face. It's gonna make you really horny. Afterwards, you're gonna be really horny. You're gonna wanna touch yourself to what I'm about to do to you. After the pain and the shock is gone, we both know you're a dirty little slut who's just gonna wanna touch himself. And I'm gonna laugh at you because you're gonna be denied that. You're gonna suffer because right now that's all I want. I want you to fucking suffer. I want you to fucking cry. That's right, baby. Aw, don't cry yet. I haven't even shoved it in yet. All you really feel is the very tip of my cock pressing against that puckered up little asshole. And just like I said, here's a little bit of lube. Just a tiny bit. So, it's not really for you. It's simply so I can get a smoother fuck when I shove it inside of you. Are you ready? Are you scared? Are you prepared for what I'm about to do to you? I feel underneath and I can feel that you're already so very hard. All bound up and your cock wants to go. I bet a part of you is just waiting excitedly for me to fuck you. And to be honest, that's reason enough for me not to. On second thought, I think I'll just leave you here and I'll go upstairs and take care of myself. Have a nice night, sweetie. I'll let you out in the morning.